Talk about pressure. We're going to talk today on Head Games with Luke Jensen about the Davis Cup, playing Davis Cup with everybody screaming, spitting at you. Talk about how the U.S. dominated Czechoslovakia and goes on to play in North Carolina and maybe get some revenge against Spain and Rafael Nadal on regular courts, not those very slow red clay courts. Later in the show, we're going to have Rick Bucher talking about the NBA and the snubs in the All-Star game and Carmelo and what that's about and who he thinks are playing the best. Maybe the Houston team is playing just a little bit better without Yao, why that is happening. And we'll finish with Hall of Famer Steve Largent, one of the classiest people I've ever met in sports, former congressman, talking about winning and losing, the governor race in Oklahoma and how difficult it was to come back from that. And now he's in ultra-competitiveness as the head of the association, has to do with all cell phones. Everybody can relate to that, I think. Here's Nick Swisher from Thursday's show, though, about baseball and how the A's really did finish pretty strong.
I don't know. I mean, I just think, you know, we kind of lost some momentum going into the Detroit series. We had those 3 or 4 days off, and I think the same thing happened to us that happened to Detroit in the World Series. You know, if you look at the Cardinals, they just kept playing every day, man. They just kept going through and through. And ended up keeping that momentum and ended up getting, you know, ultimately, you know, winning the World Series. But, I mean, 4 games away from the World Series ain't too shabby. I mean, everybody thought as soon as we got to the, you know, the playoffs, we faced Minnesota, everybody thought we were going to get swept. And we went out and did the opposite of what everyone thought. And I think that's one of the things we take a lot of pride in is we're the underdogs. People look at us and they never think we're going to do well, you know, by looking at us on paper. And then we ended up going out and having a heck of a year last year. But saying missing something, I don't think we were missing anything. I just think, you know, the timing wasn't right. We went into a blazing hot team in Tigers and they ended up putting it to us.
Watch for Nick Swisher this year and the Oakland A's. When we come back, Luke Jensen about Andy Roddick 8-0 in big championship matches in the Davis Cup. Maybe that shows a little bit more about him and maybe the fact that he can come back and find a way to beat Roger Federer and get back up in that top ranking. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122. It's going to be a great show. Stay with us.